Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week, as we are now back into the lectionary readings for the season of Advent. And this week it comes from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 12. But just a little thought about Isaiah. You know, the book of Isaiah gives us a lot of warnings, not only for the nation of Judah, but also for other nations, including us, warning them to abandon their persistent sins and evil ways and return to God, or else face harsh consequences. So Isaiah paints a beautiful picture of the coming of Messiah and his everlasting kingdom of justice and righteousness, and more importantly, salvation. So these are the future joys and blessings that would come to those who remain faithful to God, hear God's word, as Isaiah prophesied about the branch from the line of David. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch, bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will never judge by appearance and false evidence and hearsay. He will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked and destroy them with the breath of his mouth. He will be clothed with fairness and truth. And in that day the wolf and the lamb will live together. The leopard and the goat will be at peace. Calves and yearlings will be safe. Lions and a little child will lead them all. The cattle will be grazing among the bears. Cubs and calves will lie down together. The lions will eat grass and the livestock do. Babies will crawl safely among poisonous snakes. Yes, a little child will put its hand in the nest of deadly snakes and pull it out unharmed. Nothing will hurt or destroy in all of my holy mountain. And as the waters fill the sea, so the earth will be filled with people who know the Lord. And in that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all of the world. The nations will rally to him, for the land where he lives will be a glorious place. And in that day, the Lord will bring back a remnant of his people for a second time, returning them to the land of Israel from Assyria, Lower Egypt, Upper Egypt, Ethiopia, Elam, and Babylon, and also Hamath, and all the distant coastline. Verse 12. He will raise a flag among the nations for Israel to rally around. He will gather the scattered people of Judah from the ends of the earth. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing of the prophecy from Isaiah. And 99% of it has been fulfilled. Praise be to God.